welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's June 23rd, 2014, and let's get straight into the news tonight. Our top story, Obama on Iraq. There's no amount of American firepower that's going to be able to hold this country together.
And the test now, not just for Mr. Maliki, but for all the leadership in Iraq, is are they able to set aside their suspicions, their preferences for the good of the whole? And we don't know. The one thing I do know is that if they fail to do that, then no amount of military action by the United States can hold that country together.
But as the editor of this piece points out, the idea is not to hold Iraq together, but rather to break it down into constituent components along religious and sectarian lines. And I could not agree more. But Obama isn't the only one talking about Iraq. Tony Blair is getting in on the action, where he admits taking out Saddam is partly to blame for the crisis in Iraq. You know, who would have thunk it? And let's take a look at the article. Writing in the Financial Times today, Mr. Blair said, of course the Iraq of 2014 bears in part the imprint of the removal of Saddam Hussein 11 years ago. To say otherwise, as a recent editorial in this newspaper implies that I do, would be absurd. So the moral of this story is that if you're going to remove somebody from power, you have to know what you're going to replace that person with. Just like here in the States, I hear people talk about all the time, let's impeach Obama, let's impeach Obama. And I'm not saying that's a bad idea, because, you know, you see the drones, you see the wiretapping, you see the unaccountability for things like Benghazi and Fast and Furious, and not just Obama, Bush. You have the Iraq War, which is our current topic right now. But if all you do is get rid of these guys, you just impeach them, and you don't change the power structure that allowed them to act those ways, then all you're going to do is replace them with somebody who's just as bad, if not worse. United Nations may soon be paying water bills in Detroit. WWJ, a news radio station in Detroit, reports the United Nations may be paying delinquent water bills in the former Motor City. According to the Water Department spokeswoman Curtis Garner, nearly half of the residents of the bankrupt city cannot or do not pay their water bills. This has led activists to declare access to water a human right that should be guarded by the United Nations. Garner said that although she believes access to water is a God-given right, the fact remains that somebody has to pay. You know, somebody does have to pay those bills. And as the author of this piece points out, a large part of the problem in Detroit is the bankruptcy and paying for the city's bureaucracy, which includes pensions. So when you're in a city such as Detroit, which has been plagued by many problems for many different years, I mean, is it so bad that you want to hand the keys of anything over to the United Nations? We've done reports here at InfoWars talking about how the United Nations is negotiating with the Alamo in San Antonio to become a UNESCO site. And do you really want a gun-grabbing organization like the United Nations, not to mention many other offenses, coming in and taking over anything? I mean, is it that bad? I know you guys have problems in Detroit, but is it that bad that you want to hand the keys over to the United Nations? Because when we're talking about this gun-grabbing issue, you remember Detroit is a place where the police say, come here at your own risk, because they say they just flat out can't protect you. And most people say, well, that's a bad police department. I respect these guys for being honest. They say, we don't have the manpower, we don't have the whatever, the finances, the resources to protect you. You have to protect yourself. Because you remember earlier this year, we gave you the article about the single mother, or she was single in the house at the time when these guys broke in and were trying to harm her. But she said, no, I'm gonna pull out my gun and I'm going to defend myself and my homestead against you three armed attackers. And she chased these guys off. And the police show up to say, hey, we think it's great that this lady defended her home from these armed attackers because we couldn't be there to protect her at that time. So Detroit, it may be bad, but United Nations is not the way to go. And another way that it's not the way to go, we'll talk from the United Nations to the United Kingdom, and they're beginning a beta test of a cashless society. A shopping street in Manchester has banned cash as part of an experiment to see if Brits will accept a cashless society, while all London buses will stop accepting cash payments from next month onwards. The purpose behind the experiment, which will take place in South Manchester, is to test customer and business reaction to the idea, and they're being overseen by the credit card processor HandyPay. So if you enter this cashless society like they said they wanted in Louisiana, I believe back in 2011, they said, we don't even want you to pay in cash for garage sales, any type of secondhand purchase. I mean, do you really want Big Brother to be watching you all the time? And occasionally, yeah, I go on go online and order something, but by and large, I have to pay in cash. And even some people who I won't mention laugh at me for paying in cash, but I have no problem with it. I guess I'm like Catherine Albrecht, and I just enjoy having my personal privacy, not being tracked everywhere I go, not having every purchase that I make monitored. So if you use this microchip society where they track everything you do, they'll be able to track where you shop, who you hang around with, where you go, what type of places and purchases that you are interacting with. So if you value your privacy, you can have credit cards or bitcoins or other thing like that, but don't throw cash under the bus. And they didn't throw this guy under the bus. They just slammed him into a wall. A man was arrested for, quote, being stupid. So in a city of Chicago where this took place, where they have gang shootings and drug shootings every weekend, I guess it was so terrible that the gentleman snatches a parking ticket out of the officer's hand that the officer had to manhandle this man and basically just beat him up. So your priorities seem to be way out of whack, city of Chicago, when you're beating up guys for parking tickets. And if this happened to you, and I don't mean like if the guy would have did that to a cop. I mean if you as a normal citizen, if you were a waiter and you hand somebody their check and they snatch it out your hand and you slam the guy's face down in a bowl of soup, you're going to jail. But if you have a badge and a gun, you're supposedly above the law. So hopefully somebody get justice for that action. And I hate to say it, but honestly, in today's America, that guy was lucky that that's all that happened to him, was getting slammed to a wall. You say, what do you mean? Because normally these situations, the guys get tased, they get the dog sicked on them, or they get shot. You know, this happens all the time where like 20 other officers jump in and start beating the guy with billy clubs. So, I mean, I hate to say it, but the guy is lucky that this happened to him, but hopefully something will happen to this officer and we can get justice for this poor victim. And if you want justice for your children, you have to take them out of the public school system. That's why we have this opt out of Common Core and opt in to the Ron Paul curriculum.
Oklahoma recently took action to protect the state's children from the federal education bureaucracy by withdrawing from Common Core. Common Core is the latest attempt to bribe states with money taken from the American people into adopting a curriculum developed by federal bureaucrats and education experts. In exchange for federal funds, states must change their curriculum by, for example, replacing traditional mathematics with reform math.
So if you don't want your children to be taught that 2 plus 2 equals 5, and you also don't want them to be taught how to masturbate, you can go to schoolof1776.com. It supports Infowars.com as well as Ron Paul, and it can get you the Ron Paul curriculum. Now, as we wind down our segment tonight, I want to bring your attention to this. Flights filled with immigration detainees land in Massachusetts.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement is confirming that flights filled with immigration detainees are landing right here in Massachusetts. So far, four of the stops have been at Hanscom and two at Logan Airport, six planes in total. At least two of those flights happened during the last couple of weeks. ICE confirms these are commercial ICE-owned chartered planes carrying detainees and that this is all part of the normal removal process.
And the kicker about this story is that Governor Deval Patrick says he's not even aware of this, about the immigration crisis going on in Massachusetts. And I'm not so much knocking the guy, but this is the same governor who has not seen the footage of the Boston bombing suspects actually placing the bomb. Once again, I'm not saying that it's his fault. I'm just saying that he's not being kept in the loop. And the reason why this concerns me is because we've seen here at InfoWars personally witness the catch and release tactics of immigration, of Border Patrol, these ICE agents. Here in the state of Texas, I wonder if those same aspects apply to the state of Massachusetts. And we'll end tonight with this. Feds stand down as U.S. border collapses. And this is a special report filed by Kit Daniel. He's on the border right now, and you can see this report right after this break. But first, if you like this broadcast and you'd like to see it continue, stop by PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can see the Alex Jones Show, the nightly news, the rants, the special reports, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. So stay tuned right after this break for more special reports.
Alex Jones here to break down some exciting developments in the area of research concerning supplemental iodine. It's nothing less than phenomenal. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. And I used some of the mainline iodine supplements and they upset my stomach and I had some issues with it. Until I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group, who I was already interviewing as an expert on my radio show, and I began taking the product before he actually rolled it out. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals that are incredibly powerful that no one else has as a source for their iodine from between 7 and 12,000 feet, literally drilled out of the ground. You put it on a hot plate and it turns into the pure gas. No one else has 99.99% pure iodine. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. I was over 270 pounds. And with the iodine, exercise, and better diet, I have lost now more than 50 pounds total, and I'm continuing to lose the weight. I have more energy, my libido, all this crap came out of my skin. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there, and I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating. This is trailblazing. And the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
In the border city of Brownsville, Texas, the incredible decrease of Border Patrol activity emphasizes that not only is the Border Patrol stretched thin, but agents are also being pressured to stand down from enforcing immigration laws as the federal government also begins to enact a media blackout on America's vanishing borders.
We're here at the international border in Brownsville, Texas, and as you can see, there's hardly any Border Patrol whatsoever, even at the border.
You would think with the current flood of tens of thousands of immigrants from Central America overwhelming our borders, Brownsville would be crawling with Border Patrol vehicles. But, on the extreme contrary, we saw, no exaggeration, well over 10 times as many Border Patrol vehicles parked at various facilities than we saw driving the streets in and around Brownsville. In fact, we stood for well over an hour outside the border checkpoint in the city and only saw maybe one Border Patrol vehicle every 10 to 15 minutes drive by. Just look at this wide-open border fence. It's at night and nobody's guarding it. It's wide open. This just highlights the illusion of border security by the Obama administration. Consider the fact that the surge of immigrant youth has increased from 6,500 in 2011 to 90,000 this year alone, an increase of over 1,300%, and it's crystal clear that the Obama administration is forcing the Border Patrol to back off of enforcing existing immigration laws. One of the very few Border Patrol agents that we observed actually patrolling South Texas took a very keen interest in us. As you can see, he speeds up to catch up to our vehicle and likely ran our plates. We tried to flag him down and talk to him, but he didn't respond. He tailed us very closely for several minutes, nearly all the way into downtown Brownsville before he finally peeled off.
We were driving around the border. I guess he took an interest in us.
We're standing outside an illegal immigration detention facility about 40 miles northeast of Brownsville, Texas. We drove down to the guard station and asked if we could take a tour of the facility as journalists. But they refused, told us to turn around, and even told us to stop recording.
Yeah, we're journalists out of Austin. Is it possible for us to take a look around?
No, sir.
Drive around? No?
You have to call in and get an appointment. There are signs. You do have one sign. That should be recorded.
Okay, that's fine.
Over the past few weeks, the feds have been shutting down areas immediately on the U.S. side of the border, which have traditionally been open to the public. There they are closing them down by citing safety concerns. Do not enter. Authorized personnel only. Signs like these have been popping up in the last couple of weeks on our side of the border to keep the public and the press away and in the dark about the border collapse. This is simply a media blackout that allows the Obama administration to control the narrative on illegal immigration. They've already been doing just that by deceptively skewing the number of deportations in their favor by classifying cases where immigrants are stopped and turned back before crossing the border as deportations, which makes the Obama administration seem tougher on immigration than it actually is, according to an article by the Daily Mail on June 18th. This orchestrated collapse of America's borders will destroy the last vestiges of national sovereignty in the United States, and that's precisely what it's meant to do. This is Kit Daniels reporting for InfoWars.com.
bubble of social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. Today I'd like to talk about the war on women. You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Super Male Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Each of these ingredients works synergistically with the female body in order to maximize overall vitality. You've heard the reviews and the feedback on how the original Super Male Vitality has revitalized relationships. Now, both the man and the woman can have the revitalization in their own bodies with Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.
It seems like politicians know an awful lot about potential strikes here on U.S. soil, whether it's Lindsey Graham talking about how nukes could potentially go off in South Carolina. This is, of course, after the nukes went missing at Dyess Air Force Base, and a whole lot of people end up losing their jobs, top nuke commanders. So you go from guys like Lindsey Graham talking about this to Obama, and he said that his biggest concern is that a nuke could go off in New York City.
Russia's actions are a problem. They don't pose the number one national security threat to the United States. I continue to be much more concerned when it comes to our security with the prospect of a nuclear weapon going off in Manhattan.
And it's not just nuke concerns. We have Senator Feinstein coming out and saying that there will be plots to kill Americans.
We know there are at least 100 Americans that have gone to the arena to fight, who have an American passport, who are going to try to get back. We know that they can go back to their European country, and if it's a visa waiver country, come right into the United States. So this is where I think we need to build our intelligence to see that we can disrupt a plot in this country before it happens, because there will be plots to kill Americans.
So that was Dianne Feinstein, senator, saying that there will be plots to harm Americans. And of course, if you, Mrs. Feinstein, you continue to disarm the American people, put out your attempt saying that you have to ban all the assault weapons and everything is for the children, yes, people will come and attack us because they know that we are unarmed. And we'll finish this segment with this. Cheney, another 9/11 coming, but far deadlier. And this is a comment he made during ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. During the interview, Cheney stated that he is worried that there will be another 9/11 and that the next time it will be with far deadlier weapons than airline tickets and box cutters. So they keep warning of these attacks, these nukes, these whatever the situation may call for. But, you know, they're saying that you have to give up your rights and we'll continue to fund Al-Qaeda and all these other things. But you just be a good little sheep. You give up all your weapons. You give up all your rights. You continue to stand by idly while the borders are wide open and people are just driving through. You'll see that in Kit Daniels' report, or you just saw that in Kit Daniels' report. Not to mention all the things we saw. We get followed around by the Border Patrol. The TSA is checking us out. Meanwhile, you got the Muslim Brotherhood coming through the express lane on the red carpet going through the airports. It's all security theater. It's all just a sick joke, and the joke is on you and me. You have to stop these people, hold them accountable, hold their feet to the fire, say, hey, if you do know about a nuke, I want to know about it. Go ask Lindsey Graham how he knows about this. Go ask Obama why he thinks there's going to be a nuke that goes off in New York City. If you guys get closer to him than we can, hey, man, we tried to talk to Obama here in Austin. We couldn't get within 500 yards. I mean, we were, it was, I'm going to tell this story real quick. Myself and Kit Daniels, we go out to meet Obama or interview him at the Civil Rights Summit here in the city of Austin, Texas. We were told that the Secret Service hand-selected each person who got to go just in the building with Obama. So I had my little press pass, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go be reporter man today. They say, no, you're not approved. You're not Secret Service approved. You go stand across the street. And Kit and myself, we had these little handy cams that, you know, didn't have a lot of zoom on them. So we were about 500 yards away from his motorcade, not even seeing Obama himself, seeing his motorcade drive by about 500 yards. And the Secret Service was like, you can't stand here. You're too close. Go stand across the street. I'm like, bro, I'm freaking 500 yards away. I mean, even if I had a gun, I mean, it'd be pretty hard to hit the guy from here. I wouldn't hit him with a pistol, even if I had a long rifle in my underwear or something, like the Joker in Batman when he shot down Michael Keaton's plane. Even if I had one of those things, it'd be still pretty hard to hit Obama from here. So anyway, that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.
For a perfectly outrageous motion picture.
Howard Beale went up there last night and said what every American feels, that he's tired of all the bull...
For sakes, Diana, we're talking about putting a manifestly irresponsible man on national television.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today.
And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone.
Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
Why me?
It was your own television, dummy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Howard Beale.
I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Thing sucks.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. He just said he was going to blow his brains out.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Congresswoman, let me interrupt you just for a moment. We've got some breaking news out of Miami. Stand by, if you will. Right now in Miami, Justin Bieber has been arrested on a number of charges. The judge is reading the charges, including resisting arrest and driving under the influence. He's appearing now before the judge for his bond hearing.
I want a show developed
based on the activities of a terrorist group.
Well, I'm mad. I'm gonna make a TV star out of you.
You're gonna be a household word.
Osama bin Laden is just one person. He is representative of networks of people who absolutely have made their cause to defeat the freedoms that we understand, and we will not allow them to do so.
Death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet.
NATO is in command of the entire U.S. military publicly. Homeland Security now says their mission has nothing to do with al-Qaeda or Muslim extremists. It has to do with the Tea Party, who will launch police-killing terror attacks any minute. With no evidence of that, now it's beginning. The borders are completely wide open. Tens of millions of people are flooding here as we speak, hundreds of thousands a month, pouring over the borders, being given driver's license in California to pull the lever to ban guns. We are in the middle of a globalist revolution against this country right now.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
Network television will never be the same.
Good.
Get on the ground!
Oh, I love this country so much.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. Who are they going to fight a war against?
And just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Multiple sources tell CNN as many as 40 veterans died while they were waiting for medical care at this VA facility.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million he has 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube, and the sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
These folks are getting paid to be racist.
Hey, listen, I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now.
Stick your head out of the window, open it, then stick your head out and keep yelling and yell, I'm as mad as hell, I'm not going to take this anymore. Just get up from your chairs right now. Go to the
window. Where are you going? I don't want to see if anybody's yelling.
Open it and stick your head out and yell and keep yelling. I'm
as mad as hell. How am I going to take this anymore?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.